Declared meeting open. Welcome to all the councillors and staff, and also to our guest Connie Williams. So, attendance, we have Peter Barlock, Manager of Works, Craig Dewar, Julian Wills, Douglas Barrett, CEO Karen Callahan, President Michael Ward, Pam Harley. Steve Petty, Sarah Robinson, and Carolina, and guest Carolina. All right, apologies, Neil. Leave of absence, anybody requiring leave? Oh no, it's for further service. Nobody on leave of absence. Disclosure of interest. So those for 11.1. Councillor Dewar, Councillor Wills, Councillor Barrett, Councillor Penny, and Councillor Robertson will declare an interest in 1.1. And which should be a financial interest. And I declare an interest in item 13.7. So Michael Wright, Councillor White will declare an interest in day 7, which is a neighbouring interest. Alright. We have no response to previous public questions. Connie technically could ask a question if she likes to at this point. But it's up to you. Yeah. Question? We have no presentations, petitions, deputations, applications for leave of absence. Anybody require a leave of absence application? Announcements from the presiding member, Neil. Right, item 9.1, ordinary council meeting, 21st of August 2025, minutes. Recommendation that the minutes of the ordinary meeting of council held on the 21st of August 2025 be confirmed as a true and accurate record of proceedings. Would somebody like to move that? Councillor Dewar, second Councillor Penny. All those in favour? Carried 7-0. Alright, 10.1. Act Call on Commit Campaign Partnership. You've also been CEO, Karen Callahan. Would you like to speak to that, Karen?
So I think the paper is quite self-explanatory. The Act Call on Commit Campaign Partnership invites us to partner as part of the program with a focus on preventing mental health. There's more than 300 government agencies, schools and not-for-profits and community groups that are already partners, and quite a few local government authorities within the Great Southern Corridor too. So it will allow us to promote clear and positive messages, and access free tools, campaigns and materials, and certainly promote that preventative mental health in the community.
Okay. Any questions to that?
There's no cost.
No cost.
Okay. The officer's recommendation that council, one, endorses the Shire of Greenwood Tambler becoming part in the Act Belong Commit Mental Health Promotion Campaign. Two, authorises the Chief Executive Officer to sign a partnership agreement on behalf of the Shire. Somebody like to move that? Councillor Wills, seconded Councillor Robinson, all those in favour. Carried 7-0. 11.1, Rainhill Village Cooperative Limited Rate Concession. Due to us no longer having a quorum, due to a conflict of interest, this will be deferred until the October meeting. Okay. 2, 10.2 Senator rate concession. Officers' recommendation that a rate concession of $1,778.42 be granted to the Tamworth Business Centre on assessment A5/05 for the 2025-2026 financial year. Would somebody like to move that? Councillor Jewell, second. Councillor Lowe, all those in favour? Carried 7-0. Tamworth Golf Club rate concession. Once again, if there's any question. Officer recommendation that rate concession of $645 be granted to the Tamworth Golf Club on assessment A447 for the 2025-2026 financial year. So we'd like to move. Councillor Wills and Councillor Penny. I'll just speak for the motion, just quickly, just so it's clarified to people. The golf club is independent of all the other sporting bodies and therefore has been better owners, whereas the one in Broom Hill is part of the complex and hence hasn't paid rates. Voting, all those in favour, carried 7-0. Item 12, nil. Item 13. One financial statements. LG best practices is the author of this. Any comments?
No.
So any questions on that? No. I know that it's a slightly different format in some of it. The monthly financial office recommendation, the monthly financial statements for the period ending 31st of July 2025 and 31st of August 2025 be received. Somebody like to move that? Councillor Penny, second. Councillor Wills, all those in favour? Carried 7-0. 13.2, monthly list of payments, July 2025. Anybody have any questions on that? No. Any comments, Karen, on the office?
No.
Okay. Thank you. Officer recommendation that in accordance with regulations 13.1 and 13.A.1, the local government financial management regulations 1996, the list of payments paid under the delegated authority with the Shire purchasing cards for July 2025 be endorsed comprising municipal fund check, electronic funds transfer, EFT, and direct debit payments totaling $1,098,922.85, credit purchasing card payments totaling $1,781.27 be paid. So please, you'd like to move that. Officer's recommendation, Councillor Robertson, second. Councillor Dewar, all those in favour. Carried 7-0. Monthly list of payments for August 2025. Some laws. Authors, LG best practice. Can I have a question?
Chair, yeah. Just per discussion before, the water bill, I suppose, if I could get a comparison for the next meeting from last year.
That's a question.
Yeah.
Thank you. Officer recommendation that in accordance with regulations 13.1 and 13.81 of the Local Government Financial Management Regulations 1996, this is payments paid under delegated authority or with shop purchasing cards for August 2025 be endorsed, comprising municipal fund check, electronic funds transfer, EFT, direct debit payments totaling $568,546.09, and credit purchasing card payments totaling $2,904.94. Somebody like to move that? Councillor Penny, second Councillor Letta. All those in favour? Carried 7-0. Delegation register review. So, this is the author of this, is Lieutenant Cross, Government Compliance Officer.
To review the delegations register once a year, which we've done. The main changes at this point in time is in particular the changes of positions. So we've moved back to manager of finance and administration to the deputy chief executive officer, and also the works assistant to the depot administrator. 2.9, delegation 2.9, and also in particular that the deputy CEO position limit has been increased from 20,000 to 25,000. There will no doubt be some further amendments that are made, particularly as we update the position descriptions and some changes in position names, that's been the scope of this delegation review.
Any questions? Officer's recommendation that the Council 1 endorses the review of its delegations in accordance with sections 5.18 and 5.46 of the Government Act 1995. 2, by an absolute majority, adopts the register of the delegations 2025 as provided in attachment 13.4.1 of this report. Somebody like to move that? Councillor Barrett, second Councillor Dewar, all those in favour, carried 7-0. Roads hierarchy in 2025. The Manager of Works is the call for this. Any comments to this?
It's pretty straightforward. The last in 2023, and we've updated this, tidied it up, and that's fairly good.
Okay, thank you. Officer recommendation of the roads hierarchy 2025 as presented to be adopted. We have a mover, please. All those in favour, carried 7-0. Budget amendment, water infrastructure for sustainable and efficient regions grants. Carried, how do you to this?
I'll defer to Andrew Willis.
It's just a couple of amendments to the water security plan. One is the addition of an extra submersible pump to run off the new motor generator. That will increase the capacity to transfer water by about 75% more than what it's doing at the moment. And the other one is a pump on a float, similar to the school pump at the town dam, and with that we'll be able to transfer water more quickly from the town dam up to the complex and also to the caravan park. So that's about it there.
Through the chair, in the current budget there's allocation of $2,000, which was to upgrade the controller, the irrigation controller at the Tabler Sports Ground. The system that's going to be implemented is a smart system, so it will let us monitor dam levels, monitor tank levels, transfer water between the sources from an app. So it's all app based, which reduces time requirements. It also upgraded the wiring. Apparently it was identified that one of the key issues with the system at the moment and why the grass wasn't thriving was because the wiring of the system had outlasted its usable life and needed replacing. The $102,000 in the budget was funded through a grant from the Department of Water and Environmental Regulation. There was no contribution required of the council, which was a great opportunity. Following the adoption of the budget, we've been having more discussion with the department, and we identified the additional parts to that project that could be incorporated under that same funding with minimal contribution from the Shire. And we considered it was too good an opportunity to let go. So we have negotiated with the department to draft an agreement, a funding agreement. We believe that's in the final stages of approval. And because the extra funds are not included in the budget, we just need to incorporate the extra expense in getting those contract works done, but also the income from the grant that we'll receive as well.
Thank you, Kane, for the explanation. So, serving recommendation that the council by absolute majority amends the 2025-26 annual budget as follows. 1. Approve the expanded scope of works to be delivered in 2025-2026. 2. Increase the allocation of water infrastructure for sustainable and efficient regions funding by $132,446. 3. Increase the corresponding expenditure by $142,446. And 4. Reduce existing account 11248 to meet the in-kind council contribution by $10,000.
We'd already finalised the
annual budget, and after budget was adopted by council, a few weeks later we received notice that we had been successful in our black spot applications, two of them, one for Nardwuar Road and the Broomfield-Jarlunga Road intersection, and the other one was for the Noongar-Tamblung Road at Johnny's Creek. So because it came in after the event of the budget being done, we have to amend the budget to show these works. And the other one was the we were successful in giving a grant of nearly $1.5 million for the Greenville Cogen Road. That was came in notification for that came in after the budget was adopted as well. So that one, there's no cost to the Shire whatsoever as far as funding, and but it has to be shown in the budget. That's what this is about.
Okay, thanks, Peter. Any questions from the floor? No? Okay, we have an officer recommendation here. That council, by absolute majority, amends the 2025-26 infrastructure works annual budget as follows. 5. Approve the expanded scope of works to be delivered in 2025-2026. 6. Increase the allocation of regional road safety program funding by $784,693. 7. Increase the allocation of black spot funding by $189,814. 8. Increase the corresponding expenditure by $1,069,415. 9. Reduce existing jobs RR34 and RR38 by $94,908. GL account job. New GL revenue grants other funding. Current budget 0. Proposed budget $784,693. Variation $784,693. 12002 revenue grants flat spot. Current budget 0. Proposed budget $189,813. Variation $189,813. New job expense Greenville Cochinup Road. Current budget 0. Proposed budget $784,693. Variation $784,693. New job expense Nardwuar Road. Current budget 0. Proposed budget $109,501. Variation $119,501. New job expense Noongar-Tamblung Road. Current budget 0. Proposed budget $165,221. Variation $165,221. RR34 expense Taylor Street. Current budget $75,000, proposed budget $10,000, variation $65,000. RR38, expense Beechnut Road, current budget $235,000, proposed budget $205,092, variation $29,908. Impact on budget surplus is 0. Absolute majority. Do we have a mover, please? Councillor Wills, a seconder. Councillor Letter. All those in favour. It's carried 6-0.
Thank you.
as for which the meeting may be closed. That's what we have for right now. So a procedural motion that in accordance with section 5.232 of the Local Government Act 1995, the meeting is closed to members of the public, the following aspects of the Act being applicable to C. A contract entered into or which may be entered into by the local government in Europe which relates to a matter to be discussed at the meeting. So I will ask Colin into the room. I'll have a move, please. Councillor Penny, second Councillor Dewar. Sorry, Councillor Wills.